Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 297. Today is Saturday, May 28, 2022, or if you are in Aussie land or the parts of the world that are Sunday, it is Sunday the 29th, which means crazy, another month has gone just about. It's just, wow. So, yeah. That's where we're at. Anyway, I'm your host, Lita. Hi. Hi. Joining me this week is my co-host, Fair. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's late afternoon here in Pacific Northwest land.
Yes. We do span multi time zones. You know, there are many time zones of our challenge players, which is fantastic. Not only that, of the wonderful mod team, all are, you know, from all over the place, as well as you guys in the chat room that are here, all have, you know, we're all in different times, which is great. And it's really good. We come together to celebrate things like, you know, WoW challenges and things that we love, which is great. But yeah, I'm really happy Fez here this week. That's awesome. We get to catch up, have a little chat, which is always exciting. So thank you for saying yes to me when I ask. I do appreciate that, and as I appreciate everyone that helps me each week or every week when we do the show. Thank you very much. Anyway, we're going to have a little bit of a chat about something that has changed within this expansion, correct? It changed.
Correct.
Yes. And people may be a little confused about it because there has been a lot of big changes that came from what it was to what it is. And that's the Flight Path Toys. So, Fair is here to explain and help us understand the difference in what's going on now, because there is a fair bit of difference. So, Fair, over to you. If you can break it down for us, would be fantastic.
Sure thing. This is like one of my favorite and was always one of my most used toys. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's talk about it. Previously, for the last several expansions, there were toys, things classed as toys, that unlocked the flight paths, or a lot of the flight paths, in the Old World, like in Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms. Mm-hmm. As they were classified as toys, they are account bound, so could be purchased on your main, who had money, or whoever else had money, and used by any toon. And since it's a toy, challenge toons could use them. These are really pretty handy dandy, but only worked in those Old World zones.
Yep.
In this expansion, these old toys have been replaced and joined by the option to purchase 8 more similar toys, which they now call maps.
Yeah.
That cover the areas in all the expansions. Each map corresponds to a different expansion or part thereof, and that includes Shadowlands. Okay, this is a handy thing. There's a link which
I've put in the chat room, so
Lena has in the chat.
Yeah,
on WoWhead that lists them individually and gives the information. They're not cheap. The cost is 10,000 gold per each of them, which is why you need a toon with some gold sitting around, like your main or an alt who was an auction mule or whatever. Somebody with some cash.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wouldn't go buy all of them willy-nilly. I'd buy them as you need them, but we'll talk about that. But those can be purchased on the Alliance side in Ironforge, in the little Explorers League Enclave.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Apparently in Undercity somewhere. I don't know Undercity at all. I haven't been there in...
I'm just trying to think which quarter it is. I can see it. I cannot think of which quarter it is, though. It might be in the war quarter, like the bottom. Might be the bottom left one. I think it's the same vendor that has the other heirloom. Like account bound.
Yeah, it would be like the heirloom vendor.
Yeah, that one. So,
her name is Estelle Gendry.
Yes.
According to Wowhead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the woman, so.
I have visited her. I just cannot. It's been quite some time. I cannot think exactly which spot. But we've got the link. The link will be in the show notes for the show as well. And people can go from there and find it. I mean, I know Undercity's a bit like running around in a giant circle for a lot of people.
Yeah, even my Tauren won't go there.
And that elevator is still one of the biggest, you know, hard boss mode for any tune.
Yeah.
Rogue's Quarter. Thank you, Mrs. Raguru. In the Rogue's Quarter. There we go. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, good.
It.
I'm glad somebody would know.
Cool. Yep. Thank you.
Anyway, these little items are still account bound, unfortunately, but there has been a significant change in how they work compared to the older versions.
Yep.
Now, sadly, the older versions now behave the same way as the new ones, although you do not have to repurchase them. Mm-hmm. They just changed. Prior to the change, one nice benefit of these toys was that you received exploration experience for each flight point as you visited them for the first time.
Yes.
This was massively wonderful for low-level toons. You could fly in, grab the experience without leaving the flight point area, fly back out. So it was pretty safe even if you were low-level, except in like one or two places.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer the case, no matter which of the toys you are using.
Mm-hmm.
No experience obtained. That means that challengers need to consider which, if any, of the toys you want to use on a given tune.
Mm-hmm.
The loss of experience, exploration experience, on very low levels is really a particular loss for pacifists.
Yes.
In the old world zones where you start out. That was valuable experience. That exploring experience when you're, you know, old enough to have a little cash to buy your flight fee, like you've gone to the Darkmoon Fair and sold a box and you have 2.5 gold and you can fly anywhere you want at that point in terms of affordability. That's hard to get that experience any other way.
Yeah.
Ground travel to many or most of those flight points on low-level tunes is pretty hazardous.
Yes.
Even if you're a rogue sneaking there. And druids can't sneak at that low level, so they're as bad off as anybody who can't sneak.
Yep.
That's a big loss. I know I'm not happy about it. The other area that there's a lot of really good experience that would be lost if you use the toy is the Legion Zones.
Yes.
That zone has huge number of zones that give extra exploring experience. I mean, you fly over and it's ding, ding, ding. It's like a cash register chalking up experience. And obviously you don't lose all of them, but you lose the one for going to the flight points. So even if you're not questing in those zones, I like to pick up all the experience there.
Yeah.
So at this point, for my pacifists, I'm really ambivalent about using the Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdom ones.
Yeah.
As kind of truth in advertising here. I have not started a new pacifist since the change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking about it. And I'll probably wait and see how much I miss that experience.
Yeah.
Before okay. I just automatically click it on. I mean, it used to be it was one of those toys that I clicked on while I was still, you know, in my level one
yeah.
starting out place, you know.
I was going to say, like, we had conditioned from, you know, for I don't even want to know how many expansions that part of that was always, especially for me, was you make your toon, you set up your bars, you do, you know, you do kind of all the housekeeping. And part of that housekeeping was to open your toy tab and click on, you know, explore Kalimdor, yeah. explore, you know, you get your toys, you explore them, you've got your flight paths, you're ready to go. Like, that was part of my basic housekeeping,
yep.
setting up the toon. And it's really hard to get out of that. So now I've got to change a whole different way to be like, nope, don't touch the toys if I want to go and get that explore XP. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, it is a change. It's certainly a change for those of us who've been doing the challenges for a long time. I don't know how much of it wouldn't feel like a change for a new challenge player, but yeah. it's something they probably did on their regular tunes. Just click it on. So yeah, something to have to stop and think about. On the other hand, there are some zones that I definitely think the purchase is worth it for me, at least.
Okay.
That would be BFA and Shadowlands. I can't fly in BFA.
Yeah.
I'm not likely to ever get that ability unless they hand it out free at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. And getting around without it, without flight paths, like for doing holiday things, like Halloween yeah. buckets or whatever, is a pain. I mean, yeah. on the ground, yeah, not fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would sit there with my map open and trying to sneak, and I don't yeah. like that zone because I can't fly.
Yeah.
That's just my full disclosure here. So that's one, absolutely purchase it, use it. Shadowlands is the other one. For bloodthirsty challengers in particular, that's a way to get access to zones other than Bastion without using Threads of Fate. You can obviously stay in Bastion and do your whole leveling there. I know that's what Nisi's been doing for the most part.
Yeah.
But if you want to try some other zones, get that toy. Take off, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So those ones, it's also, I mean, for me, I like it because it's safer in Shadowlands to not have to fly over
yeah.
a whole bunch of flying beasts and yeah. other things that attack you in the air, like in Revendreth.
Yes.
Maltraxxus, places like that, you know. It's handy there.
There's a lot of, I feel like this expansion, there has certainly been a lot of NPCs, hostile mobs.
It's true in all the zones, really.
I mean, like,
it's in
Bastion, all of them.
It's in Ardenweald. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just everywhere. It just feels like, you know, it doesn't matter which way you go. There's a lot of yellow mobs. But all you've got to do is, like, aggro a red mob. And then, like, especially if you've got, say, like, Voidy, who decides to bring everyone, you know, with AoE, you're just like, Voidy, like, stop bringing everyone to the party. Yeah. So it does seem like exploring on a challenge tune in Shadowlands can be a little tricky. I know when I was leveling Passy later, There was just places you were like, oh, you just held your breath, and then you were like, get out of here. I don't like it. I don't like it. So it's being very watchful.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some places you just don't want to go.
Yeah.
And also in Shadowlands, some of the zones didn't seem to give experience for exploring anyway.
Yeah.
So you're not losing that much. Some zones did and some didn't, and I could never figure out which was which.
Yeah.
Revendreth does, which is kind of handy, but yeah, not sure it's worth it with all the hazards. I'm always scared to death and holding my breath when I fly in there for the first time. You know, that zone just scares me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We all know. I do love over there, and I did take my pacifist once, and then I was like, maybe not so much.
Not
and Maldraxxus, no. Maldraxxus, no. Not for a passing.
I go there with my breath held again to do the profession quests. And run the little light the torches.
Yes. Thing. Yes. So. You kind of got to time it really well with Maldraxxus, because you've got the stuff going on from the sky, you've got the stuff going on from the arena, and it can be quite an aggro zone, as per se. So, Nisi says she's surprised they're not charging her rent. For as much as she's in Bastion, that's true. That's true. I would
this
agree.
This is true.
And I like this one. Voidies, void tendrils bring all the mobs to the yard. Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Voidies like, come to me. Everything. So, yeah. All right. So,
I'm undecided about the others. I'm not sure that I'll spend the gold for the Pandaria and Northrend or Draenor ones. I've lived without them for all these expansions. I've always been okay. Right? So I'm not really feeling the need to spend the money on it. It's not like I don't have money on my main, but whatever. I don't really want to give up the experience in some of those zones. So it's your mileage and your preferences may vary, but... That's just kind of my thoughts on it. I'd be really just wondering what everybody else is doing.
Exactly. It's interesting because some people might be like all in, like, no, I'll use them, not worried. But like you said, for certain, particularly pacifists and bloods to a degree, it can be quite hard and tricky to get certain... You know, you want to get as much XP because you can't just go do every quest like
you got to get yourself to level 10 to do a lot of things as a pacifist. And
So that,
between 5 and 10 is kind of a slow go sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, if you've got any thoughts on it, please send us through an email or tweet us or drop a line through Discord. We're always interested in your thoughts on these things. Are you using it? Are you like fair and I'd much rather chase the manual chasing of XP, which again can be a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of pacifists before they were available, ran around a lot. Run to Loch Moden and through Dunmoder and all those places. I know the route.
We've been there. We've done that. Yeah, it'd be interesting for any newbies listening what their thoughts are as well, because obviously they'll be like, I didn't know you can do like I didn't know that, so whether they use it or not. So if you've got any thoughts on it, please shoot us through an email, let us know, drop us a line. Maybe I'll tweet you. Thanks, Dave. appreciate it. Excellent. Tweet away, go for it. All right, other than that, how's your week in WoW been?
Slow. Boy.
Yes.
50 to 60 is slow. No matter how you slice and dice it, I want to buy holidays. I need more holidays, please. Mm-hmm. Now would be good. My working man, Toon, my druid, Farrowwinter, did manage to ding 54.
Nice. Well done.
My little horde pacifist is close to dinging 57.
Okay.
Eight,
nice.
I forget which, but not enough quests this week. So.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't feeling it to go gathering.
Mm-hmm.
I had other things going on in my life this week, so I really didn't do much for me. I mean, really, I'm working on a green man, but she's very far from a ding. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Understand. Totally the same. I'm the same. I sat down, I was telling Fair earlier, I sat down to stream after the show last week, and by the time I sat down, I wanted to push through and get a couple of levels, and I got one level, and the body just went, "You're done. You need to go lay down." I got very, very tired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not
so,
to play tired.
No, exactly. Rule number one, absolutely. So I hit 23, and as far as I'm concerned, we made 23. We're not dead. So,
yes.
So yeah. So Iron Leader is slowly getting there. I am hoping after the show that we will get a bit more streaming in, because I'm trying to just keep leveling her to doing the stream. So hopefully I'll get some play time in after this, which would be good. I'd like to push her through and get a couple of levels, which would be really nice. It's amazing how lost I feel playing an Iron. It's I never would have thought that I would say that, but there is so many options. I think that's the problem. Like, there's so many things my brain keeps going, well, maybe I should go over here. Maybe I should do this. There's
a lot of choices.
Much.
Yeah.
Whereas at least with like a passy or a blood, like a passy is just like, okay, you can only do certain things. So you're very, kind of, what's the word, like structured to being like you can only do kind of one, two, or three, and Bloods is, well, you can only do one thing, which is just go kill stuff, whereas the Iron's like, you've got all of these options to go quest all of the things, and it's kind of like, well, where do I want to go, what do I want to do? There's a lot of options, so definitely it is super overwhelming, Nisi, absolutely. It is good, and it's, because like my brain's like, well, I just want to kind of do grindy quests. So I feel like I'm jumping around from one place to the other. But, think about how many zones have we got all up? We have got a lot. And within those zones,
jump,
we have got
at will.
Exactly. Yeah. There is so many things. So many things, which is really good. Yes, I do stream my challenge tunes. I've gone back to streaming and challenge tunes. It's normally over on my channel, which is, I think it'll come under either Lita or Kim Loves. Well, I can't remember what it's called. I always get it confused. But yeah, it's normally one of those. Have I got Twitch? I think it's just under Leader, Mrs. Rockguru. But yeah, I do try and do that. Thank you, Nisi. So yeah, I'm just trying to stream through them. So we will see. But, again, options are good, but sometimes you just kind of want to do all of the things. Dave says,
note to Lita, don't make a working man, because you'll have even more choices.
I know. And you know what? I was thinking about making a working man the other day. I've not done it.
I love them.
Perhaps maybe waiting till Dark Moon Fair comes back.
Good plan.
Yes. So we will see. I'm trying not to have 50 million toons running around doing challenge things. trying So yeah, we will see. Dave says 1,873 zones. He calculated. Isn't that wouldn't no? Surely, there's not that many. There's a lot though. Anyway, so yes, so that's what we've done this week. So I just go, hey Fair, I just go, we're alive, we're green flagged, yay.
Absolutely.
Yay.
You've
and
got this, yeah.
That's exactly right. Okay, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. If anyone wants to check out, Rogue Slayer's been like doing handyman stuff. She's been doing TikToks of like putting things together and doing the floors and everything. She's very busy. Retirement seems to be more busy than she's ever been. Which isn't that what happens?
That's awesome.
Her hot water heater sprung a leak today. Oh dear. I'm sure she'll be busy doing that. But yeah, go check her out because we love her and I do miss seeing all the fun that she had with the challenge streams. Who knows, maybe one day she might get back to playing WoW. But I do miss her being around playing, but it's good she's keeping busy. Her and Julie seem to be doing really well, which is fantastic. Okay, news. We have got congratulations to My Bloody Soul on becoming our 11th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Well done, Nisi.
Congratulations.
Well done. That is fantastic. Again, which means, what does that mean? She's got 3 to go? 4 to go. 4 classes to go to get one of every Tamax in Bloods. Well done. Good job. Good job. She's busy. She's busy. So she's still got Demon Hunter, Druid Shaman, and Warrior. Fantastic. So yeah. Have you sent me through your write up, Easy? Just putting it out there. I did. If she says that she sent me through an email, she doesn't get one. Why doesn't she? She's a DK. Oh, that's right. She is a DK. I forgot about that. But still, congratulations. That is still well done. I forgot she's a DK. I saw the cute little picture that pops up. So whenever a challenge tune dings, I get an email and the photo is taken off off Armory. It's, you know, whatever your photo of your tune. And it's always like, oh, look, it's so cute. I like looking at the photos. So I completely forgot she's a DK. But still. Well done on that. Now, the other thing that is very exciting news. Let me put this in the chat room. Shadowlands 9.2.5 drops June 1st, apparently. So, this is the update content notes. So, if you want to check them out. There's a lot of stuff which is a lot of stuff probably doesn't really pertain to us when I looked through the notes last night or yesterday. However, there was something that I thought was quite interesting. Where did they put it? They are adding, so the Blood Elves start a quest to earn a new mount. Weapon appearance, Blood Knight armor set for Blood Elf Paladins in Ouroboros, requires level 60 and Exalted with Silver Moon. So obviously not challenge as such, but if that's something that you're doing on your scout, on your main, you know, you might like to do that. Darkhind Dwarves also have one and their requirement is level 50. So, you know, that may pertain that if you feel like you want to do that on your challenge tune, probably don't really advise to. If you want to do it on your, you know, on your scouting tune, on your main tune, etc., would be good. But yeah, so May 31st for North America, June 1st for me. It's like in 3 days time. What's going on? It's crazy. So yeah, go and have a look. There's different things. There's some interface stuff, accessibility stuff. I know the report player pane, they were talking, they've redesigned it. There's new categories added. There's supposed to be better filters for searching stuff, which I'm all for, because trying to search for stuff sometimes is a pain. Yes, Chris, it's, this year is crazy. Like, at the end of May, crazy. But yeah, the show notes link will be the show notes link. The patch note will be in the show notes, so if you want to check that out, or as I said, I've just dropped that in the chat for the chat room to check out. So that's all very exciting. It's all happening. Don't forget, we have got, oh, I didn't change that, we have got 3 more episodes until show 300. 300, guys, wow.
Amazing.
I know, crazy. So it should be on June 25th, because I will be having the 11th, 12th of June off. So because somebody's having an anniversary. So yeah, so I'm going to have that weekend off, but other than that, it should be the 25th of June for the show 300. So if you've got some tips, if you've got some jokes, if you've got some puns, if you would like to pop in and say hi during the show, please let me know. Okay. If not, that's cool. You know, if you've got, any questions, anything you'd like to add, just drop that in an email to me, podcast@wildchallenges.com, would be great. But, yeah, we've got 3 more shows to hit, 300, which is very, wow, which is awesome. Also, don't forget, we have been putting it out there to the community to say, if you want to do some alpha beta testing when Dragonflight happens, please let us know, reach out to us. I've gonna have a Google Doc so people can put their thoughts, what they've found, all those things into it, so we can discuss it, you know, to have the heads up, and kind of be prepared for Dragonflight as a community. Obviously, sometimes what happens in alpha, what happens in beta, and then goes live, there are, you know, things do change and whatnot, but it's always good to give the heads up, see how things are playing out. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen with it, but yeah, if you're interested, please let us know and we can put you on, not the roster, but we've got a few of us that will be testing, and I'm pretty sure we've had a few from the community have put their hands up as well, which is fantastic. So we're, so yeah, come on over, and when it all happens and you get into alpha or beta testing and want to go and test stuff, we can add you into the Google Doc so you can put your thoughts down. All right, let's do fair. Guess what? It's State of the Challenges time.
Yay.
Good. Very exciting. All right, irons. What have we got? Who have we got this week?
Okay, for the irons, in the 10th position, a tune named Now or Never, level 31, currently lost to the Nether. Of course, that can come back, but Anyway, that's it. Position 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Aeroth, level 32. At position 8, Monopala, level 33. Another level 33, Iron Scott, at position 7. Number 6, Anoine, 33. Position 5, Murgra, at level 35. Position 4, Faunessa, 36. Number 3, Calamity Jane, is at 46. Position 2, Neva, is 48. And in the number 1 position, Iron Manic, is 56. Well done.
Nice. Well done. The Irons
have... No deaths here. Yeah.
Irons have been busy this week. That is fantastic. All right. Let's have a look at the Bloods. So, we've got 10 Bloods this week. Oh, exciting. At number 10, we have got Killer K at level 14. Number 9 is Darsus at 14 as well. 8 is Rewind at level 16. Good name. I like it. Number 7 this week is Arcane Taco. Taco's level 34. Too many quests completed or lost to the nether. So something's happened there. Poor Taco. I think that was the one that she was leveling last week, I think, from memory. Number 6, though, is Zaya Bingra at 37. Well done, Zaya. Number 5 is Misfit. Another great name, at level 45. Number 4 is Tidal Soul at 46. 3 is Soul Glaive at level 50. 2 is Soul Survivor at 56. And number 1 this week is at My Bloody Soul at level 60, which, as we said, is our 11th blood for Shadowlands, which is fantastic. As you can see, Nisi there, being busy as always, which is great. Well done. Pacifist Fair. Who have we got? We've got a few this week.
Yeah, we have 8 of them this week. Position 8, Pacifist. Good name. Interesting spelling.
Yeah.
Good job. Level 12. Number 7, Gather Amy, is 13. Number 6, Palix, is 15. Number 5, Peaceable. I like that name, Peaceable.
It better be a Tauren.
Tauren, let's hope, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Number, level 17. Number 4 is Two Flowers, 19.
Cute.
That's great.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Kaylee, mm-hmm. is 33. Position 2, Passy Heath, level 38. Oh, RIP. Sorry.
Oh, wonder what happened to them, because they've been leveling a bit the last few weeks. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The first position is Zaya Pelly at 59. Good job, Zaya.
Well done, Zaya. Nice. Look at him being all busy. All over the stuff.
He is being, yeah.
Again, another machine. He just keeps it. It blows my mind. Well done. Commiserations there, obviously, with Passy Thief. Don't know what happened. If you are that owner of that tune, let us know, because they were leveling really, really well. So Nisa says they have heirloom gear on, so yeah, something's happened and they've just gone no. So maybe they're scouting or using it as a normal tune, but commiserations on that. All right, tins this week, we have got 2 tins. We have got Patience with a different spelling, which is kind of cool spelling, at level 43, and we have got Iron Stir at level 60, red flagged. I think that was one of Stir's that he did something and then registered it and then changed his mind. Anyway, yeah, so that's that. But still, people playing tins. Cool. Go for that. Greens. Who have we got on greens?
Okay, looks like we have six. Position six is Verde. He's 16. Position five, Eleonora. Also 16. Oh, level four, or excuse me, position four, Jawler. 20. Oh, RIP. Sorry to see that. Number three, to Candyman. 24 in the nether.
Lost to the nether, so not sure what's happened, whether they've logged in and then deleted the toon, but the toon's not there apparently.
Position two is similar situation with the nether, is Green Azzy at 27. I hope nothing bad has happened with him. Maybe it's just not logging in. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it, 27. And position one, Ahig, is 28.
Nice. Well done. All right. And working man, we have got four this week. We have got at position four, we've got Tiber at level 16. Number three is Try Hard Tire Co.
Oh, I love it.
Love it. At 25, but again, it's a loss to the nether. So maybe it's one of Taco's old tunes that she's logged in and then deleted. Not really sure. Number two is Soul Blister at level 33. Well done, Nisi. Keeping it all happening over on Working Man. And number one position this week. Oh, wonder who this one is.
Can't imagine.
Is Fairwinter at 54. I love the spelling of that. That is so cute. That is really cute, Fair. Well done. Oh, 54.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah. Very nice. All right. Well, guys, it's so good to see so many people playing right across those different challenges. Well done. Welcome back. Thank you. All of those things. Commiserations to those that we did lose this week. But hopefully that, you know, people have rolled new tunes and ready to go. Don't forget, Dark Moon Fair doesn't happen this weekend. It should be next weekend.
The following weekend.
So just putting it out there, if you're prepping for Dark Moon Fair time, this might be a good week to start prepping. Get ready for when Dark Moon Fair hits for those tunes, except of course if you're making a blog. Just saying, but just keep in mind, Dark Moon Fair is coming next week. Okay, well, let's play this bumper.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat!
It's our favorite goblin. Oh boy. Alright. Chit Chat. Here we go. I found some cute jokes. Fair.
Hey. For all the Torin fans out here, what do cows most like to read? Catalogs.
Yep. As soon as I saw it, I was like, Torin, yes. Definitely. And then I saw this one and I wasn't thinking Halloween. I was actually thinking Stormwind. You know where I'm going with this. Passy, the quest when you go to the cooking vendor, one of the dailies. Okay, so here's the joke. How do you fix a cracked pumpkin? With a pumpkin patch.
And grab six pumpkins while you're there.
Exactly.
For Penny's pumpkin pancakes.
That's exactly it. As soon as I read that, I went, yep, that is well related. We will have that one this week. That is very cute. So yes, that is what we've got. Should have a Dark Moon Fair post coming by early July. That's going to be for the All About Dark Moon Fair. Thank you, Nisi. I know that you've been busy sorting that with the help of Fair, haven't you? So awesome. Yes, which is great. Appreciate that. Thank you, guys. Okay, well, anything else from the chat room? Anything else that I've forgotten to mention? I think we've covered everything, which is good. Nothing else is coming in. Just a reminder. Oh, yes, Chris, that's right. Yes, seriously, we do have an anniversary in a couple weeks. Crazy! Which is good. We're doing the paper thing. So first year is paper. We're going to surprise each other with a paper gift. I've already worked his out, so that should be fun. Yes, we're figuring out what we need to look at out when it rolls back in town in June. Okay. Thank you, Nisi. Other than that, I think we will wrap up. So, our thank yous. Fair, if you would like to do our thank yous to our Iron Elite, please.
Yeah, for sure. Many thanks to all of our Iron Elites who help us keep the lights on and the website running and all of the things by contributing in any kinds of ways. There are quite a few of us, and thank you to all. Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lerwin Lamar, Alita, Mach, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainema, and Zaya. Thank you all.
Thank you, absolutely. And that's an updated list. I fixed that after the show last week because sometimes I get a little bit I get a little bit slack. But that is the up to date of our Iron Elites, which means that the Iron Elites in Discord should be all correct. So thank you very much, guys. We do appreciate that. Also, from the bottom of my heart, as well as from Stirs, to say thank you to our awesome mods. Seriously, guys, all the things you do to help me out, make my life easier. I couldn't do it without you. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you. Thank you does not seem enough, but thank you very, very much for all your help. Also to our wonderful code wardens in Zaya. Again, he's very busy. Zaya, Rod, and Naptime for getting things moving with the website. Also, I think Rod's away. I think he said he was going away for a holiday for a week or so. So be safe, Rod, wherever you are. I hope you're enjoying it. And especially to Zaya with all his little things that he's sorting out. Thank you. Thank you,
so
guys.
So many thanks.
So many things, exactly. And we appreciate that very much. So thank you for that. So good to see our State of the Challenges working for the base stuff. There's still work on teams. You know, there's still a lot of things that need to be done. But the fact is the guys have got things moving again. And I appreciate them so much. So thank you. Thank you. Also, for everyone that's here in the chat room, thank you for giving some time today to hang out with Fair and myself. We do appreciate that. For those listening at home, thank you so much for your support, for just being here. So thank you so much. Now, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, June the 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Very excited. Tiber aka Tybar. I can't do it like Stone used to do it. Just can't do it. But Tybar's gonna come and join Chris and myself, so we get to catch
Sounds
up
great.
With him. Exactly. And he has been busy. He has been busy. So we're going to pick his brains, find out what he's been up to, what he's been doing. So very excited about that. But Fair, thank you for joining me today and hanging out with our wonderful chat room, and for the information on the flight toys, the flight path toys. That's, thank you for doing some more research for me.
Sure, no problem.
I appreciate that. Do you want to tell people where they can find you and get in contact?
That's a quick tell. on Discord, you can find me as Fair. Or you can always message me in-game on Warm Rest Accord.
Mm-hmm.
As, well, pretty much Fair anything. But.
Pretty much. If you do a slash... you normally will see her, so it's always there. But don't forget, you can find all of your information for the WoW Challenges over at the website, which is wowchallenges.com. Also our information for Discord, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube channels, all of the things are there. If you want to listen to the podcast, check out places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. And certainly don't forget, if you want to send me, whether it's tips, questions, jokes, let me know again about show 300 if you want to pop in and say hi. If you want to do Dragonflight alpha beta testing, send me an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You will find all of me pretty much Leta, LWETA, Leta WoW. But yeah, there's all sorts of places you can find me. I am all over the things. I am like the social media little butterfly when I get time, but yeah, I'm all over the things. If you want to follow me, check it out. We'll have the link. All the things. That's it, Chris. All the things. Check that out. Absolutely. Come say hi. As I said, I'm hoping to get some. Once I get the show edited, we're going to stream. So I will do some streaming of my iron in a bit. I can't give you a time frame because editing can be, this is my editing, it can be as easy as, oh wow, that did not take long, which would still be like an hour, to, I hate editing, I want to like hit my head against a brick wall. Yeah, so that's the fun of what editing is. There's no in between. It's either, yay, it went really smoothly and only took me an hour, to, I'm gonna smack something real hard. Because you just, yeah, editing's fun times. All right, well, do you want to do the last one of the last thank yous for me, please?
Sure. Very big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for the beautiful intro. Always makes me want to go pick flowers. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01.
Absolutely. We do. It makes us smile every time we hear the intro. It's such a happy, bright intro. We do appreciate that. So, yeah, so thank you Ross, we do appreciate that very much. Also big thank you to my husband Execute for helping me with the outro, which you will hear shortly. Again, you know, we are surrounded by so many wonderful people with many different talents in this community. Thank you all of you, you're talented in many different ways, so we do appreciate all of that. So thank you very much. On that note, we will say goodbye. We will see you next week. Fair, thank you for joining me again this week. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me, and I hope everyone has a good week and be very safe.
That is exactly it. Please stay safe, both in-game and out-of-game, and we will see you next week. Bye!
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.